Multiple rail crossings between Alliance and Sebring were closed after a train derailed this morning around 8 a.m. A main beam on a hopper car broke, separating from Norfolk Southern train, spilling sodium bicarbonate near Walden Avenue and Keystone Street. Safety Service Director Mike Drager said crews expected the crossings to remain closed for about 8 hours. As the scene is cleared, no injuries were reported. Second suspect is in custody in a Canton shooting. 44-year-old Larry Grimes was arrested Monday. He's scheduled for arraignment tomorrow in Canton Municipal Court. He's charged with complicity to felonious assault. Grimes allegedly traveled with 41-year-old Dion Davis of Jackson Township to the Hall of Fame Fuel Mart on Sherrick Road Southeast February 17th. Davis accused of shooting at a vehicle after a dispute. Police say the incident targeted a vehicle with a child inside. Davis was arrested the same day. He remains jailed on $500,000 bond. Federal judges postponed the trial of Eric Nishimiye, a 53-year-old Lake Township man charged with lying to U.S. immigration officials about his role in the 1994 Rwandan genocide. Prosecutors say witnesses will testify they saw the former Goodyear engineer at 7 killings and roadblocks. Nishimiye's defense team says he had no involvement, and they recently reported being detained and threatened in Rwanda. The trial was originally set for March 16th in Boston. Canton utility customers will see their monthly bills rise starting March 29th with an average increase of $6.36 per month, or about $76 annually. The hike includes a 15% increase for sewer, 13.5% for water, and 2.7% for sanitation. Out-of-city customers will continue to pay a 150% surcharge. According to the repository, Service Director John Hyman says the increases are needed to fund infrastructure improvements and cover rising operating costs. Former Starr County Educational Service Center attorney Mary Jo Shannon Slick is suing the ESC, claiming she was wrongfully fired. Slick served as general counsel for more than 28 years before her position was eliminated and her contract terminated by the board October 16th. Starr County judge recently ordered Slick to submit her work computers for forensic imaging. The order comes after the ESC alleged she improperly removed and shredded documents and stored electronic files locally without returning them. Former Alliance Law Director Caitlin Wires joined the Summit County Prosecutor's Office as an assistant prosecutor in the Criminal Division. Wire was appointed Alliance Law Director in 2021 and stepped down in 2024, withdrawing from a primary bid for Common Pleas Court judge after omitting her former surname on election papers. She was reappointed by Mayor Andy Grove but dropped a re-election bid in 2025. Breeze Airways expanding flights from Akron-Canton Airport this summer. The airline will offer seasonal nonstop service to Portland, Maine starting July 2nd and daily flights to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina beginning July 1st. Officials at CAK say the new routes give travelers easy access to coastal getaways and festivals. New write-in candidate has entered Ohio's 6th Congressional District Democratic primary. Christopher LaFont of Bethesda will join 6 other Democrats challenging incumbent Michael Rooley, while Republican Julie Kelly also seeks the seat. In the 29th Ohio Senate District, Libertarian Zach Moore of Minerva filed as a write-in, joining Democrat Thomas West and incumbent Republican Jane Timken. The filing deadline for write-in candidates in Stark County was Monday. Man headed to prison for a shooting in downtown Kent. 19-year-old Jack Massey of Akron was sentenced Monday by Portage County Judge Becky Doherty to 4.5 years behind bars. Massey pleaded guilty last month to having weapons under disability, inducing panic, and aggravated menacing. Charges stem from an October 30th incident at Bar Lucci, where Massey fired a handgun into the crowd while on parole for a 2023 felonious assault conviction. No one was seriously hurt. Wellsville police arrested Alan Jakes Wednesday during a search of a Main Street residence. Officers found suspected crack cocaine, methamphetamine, and over $600 in cash. Jakes was taken into custody for a felony probation violation. All evidence was turned over to the Columbiana County Drug Task Force. A Canfield nursing home facing a lawsuit after a former resident died from infected pressure wounds. Judy Marsh was admitted to Windsor House in December 2024 for rehabilitation after pneumonia and died in April 2025. The lawsuit claims staff failed to reposition her and left her in soiled linens, leading to severe infections. Windsor House denies any negligence. Ursuline High School and the Catholic Diocese of Youngstown are seeking summary judgment in a federal lawsuit involving a female student alleging sexual harassment and assault by a football player. The school and diocese say the incidents were not actionable under Title IX and any disciplinary action was appropriate. Judge Benita Pearson will review the motions as the case moves forward.